WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Another World is a new book by British novelist Pat Barker, best known for her trilogy set during World War I. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says, with Another World, Barker has achieved another literary triumph.
Some writers are born into their themes. Edith Wharton and the high society world of turn-of-the-century New York, James Joyce and dear old dirty Dublin. Other writers find their themes through a more obscure process. William Blake claimed he had visions. Agatha Christie learned about poisons and thus stumbled upon her lifelong theme of murder most foul when she was volunteering in a hospital. I don't know how Pat Barker, a middle-aged English woman who once taught history and politics, came to be attracted to the subject of World War I, or how, more remarkably, she came to inhabit the trenches and hospitals full of shell shock victims and write about those places with such passion and precision. I only know that through the mysterious grace of the imagination, Barker has become one of the great literary chroniclers of World War I. To me, she's rank-ordered right alongside Siegfried Sassoon and Wilfred Owen, the British battleground poets whom she brought to life in her astonishing Regeneration trilogy. Barker's new novel, Another World, at first appears to leave the fighting behind. The story opens in the present, in Newcastle, England, with images of everyday ugliness and the occasional depravity. Road rage, decaying factory districts, recent child killings. A man named Nick is driving to the railroad station to pick up his 13-year-old daughter, Miranda, from his first marriage. At home, dreading their arrival, is Nick's second wife, Fran, whose vastly pregnant belly feels like a bag of drowning kittens. Also at home is her juvenile delinquent son, Gareth, from her first marriage, and Fran and Nick's toddler son, Jasper. Got that straight? It's your typical blended family of the 1990s. Or make that the 1890s. Because when Nick, Fran, and their assorted kids begin scraping the wallpaper off the living room walls of the late Victorian monstrosity of a house they've recently bought, they find what could be their own family portrait underneath. It's a likeness of the Fanshawes, the original owners of the house, who were another blended family. In this nasty portrait, apparently done by Mr. Fanshawe's oldest boy, the paterfamilias wields a big exposed stick, and the boy's stepmother is depicted as a brood cow with swollen jugs. Mesmerized by this domestic abomination, Nick has the impression that the portrait had risen to the surface of its own volition, rather as a mass of rotting vegetation, long submerged, will rise suddenly to the surface of the pond. Another World is an elegant psychological ghost story in the style of Henry James's classic, The Turn of the Screw. Miranda and Gareth are haunted by apparitions of their spirit doubles in the Fanshawe family, apparitions who may be egging them on to murder Jasper, just as the Fanshawe's infant son was murdered. The angry dead of World War I begin to gather at the edges of this tale when we learn that Fanshawe made his fortune as a munitions manufacturer. And even closer to home, Nick's 101-year-old grandfather, Geordie, lies in a hospital dying of stomach cancer, except that Geordie believes it's the bayonet gutting he received in France during World War I that's finally doing him in. By story's end, Nick learns better than to dismiss Geordie's belief in the power of old wounds to leak into the present. In this relatively short novel, Barker deeply reflects on poisonous family relations and the malleability of memory and the eternal present of wartime terror without once neglecting the spooky thread of her narrative. It's a known fact that during World War I, when weather conditions were right, shoppers in London could hear the big guns going off in France. Barker's characters in Another World conduct their everyday lives at an even further remove from the war. And yet, all it takes is a change in the atmosphere here for the air to grow thick with horrors that won't stay buried.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Another World by Pat Barker.